This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
How you like me now?
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 How you like me now? How you like me now? Remember the day
when I eat you up. Yeah, I was alive.
You think I'm the type of piece of crap that wants to put an Asian or a black person or a Hispanic down to make them poor so I feel big and above them? You got the wrong guy, man. That's the Democrats. That's the globalists. That's the communists who want to keep everybody down in their own admissions. And if people don't listen to what Trump's trying to do, you miss the train. You miss the boat. And by the way, he just believes in you and says, let the system get out of your way. Doesn't mean it's going to be Trump, does it? It's going to be you. But Trump isn't going to be there rooting against you the whole time. That's the difference. And my spirit knew Trump was for real. My gut knew it. But now, a couple years later, I've seen the action and I've seen the enemy. If people don't get on board now, they're crazy. And what does Gallup show? Even though they mainly sample Democrat areas via phones and emails, Gallup shows a double support from a year ago of African-Americans and Hispanic-Americans for Trump. And that's why the Democrats are crapping their britches, because they had those folks on the plantation. And, yeah, they're going to march out a bunch of racist white people. And I'm not putting white people down, but, I mean, I just report the facts here. 90% of Antifa is a bunch of meth head scumbag white people and failed professors and scum and mentally ill people. I mean, and then they'll have a few brainwashed, punked out Hispanics and blacks with them. But it's just like this Republican thing saying we got to stop voter ID. We have to have voter ID and stop voter. And the Democrats' attempts to give illegal aliens voting cards because the illegals are all voting. I looked at the numbers. I've had experts on. They don't have illegal aliens voting. The average illegal alien will admit, I came here. Everything's being really nice. Thank you. Can I stay here? They interview them. It's like the father or the woman that ran off with the kid the second time. They think she was probably smuggling, some evidence shows. He said, no, she just ran off for no reason. She did it before. He goes, she'd be in jail for taking my kid in that danger zone. She was never taken away from the baby because she had her ID on her. From like Nicaragua or something? I mean, just think about that. I see in the front page of the paper almost every day in Austin about how, out of hundreds of these emergency facilities for the millions that come across every year, there have been like two rapes of teenagers. Yeah, that's why you got to keep them away, the teenagers away from the adult areas. That's exactly what Trump's done. And then you point at him and say, somebody got raped by an adult. Yeah, in one of the general population areas where they throw 12-year-olds in with a bunch of crazy people that came across the border. And that doesn't mean everybody's bad, but let me tell you, a lot of folks coming across the border, been deported 5, 6, 7, 8 times, got a big criminal list. I'm a full-grown man that at 44 still can fight. Let me tell you, I'd be concerned going into general holding with 50 or 60 people just came across the border. But I've got all these clips, and I didn't get to them, and I already digress. We've got all these guests coming up from the Battle of Portland, the Battle of San Francisco at Berkeley that happened today, and our crew. They had to get out of there. Security got them out of there. The Antifa was just going crazy. There's Millie Weaver was at the Ohio Trump rally. It's all coming up. But when they get up there and they talk about how they're going to steal the election, what they do is they get homeless people. Some of them are illegal aliens. Most of them are poor, white, or black people. I've had former top Democrats on that used to do it. Hell, Veritas has got dozens of videos catching on tape. And they say, on average, each person votes 10 times. They get them in a bus in the morning. They get them liquored up or whatever they want. And they drive them to each place with the name of a dead person who was on the roll the year before. So a lot of folks die every year. And that's how they do it. And they get them to vote. That's how they do it. But that's why the Democrats want to legalize it and tell the illegals, no, you're allowed to vote. Because the illegals, on average, are more moral than liberals. They will not go vote illegally. That's why Democrats keep trying to say it's legal. It's legal. It's why Obama said it's legal to vote if you're an illegal alien. Vote repeatedly. Remember that? Because they had to convince them to get on those buses in the names of dead people and go vote. It's sick. But they're being scapegoated.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, the globalists don't like me because I got spirit, and I believe in people, and I believe in free market, and I believe in freedom. And I know the communist Chinese have totally taken over most of our government. I'm going to show you the proof here in just a few minutes. We have special guests joining us. Millie Weaver, Owen Schroyer, and others from what's happening across the country. We have reporters on the ground in California, Ohio, you name it. But let me get to Trevor Noah, who prepares all week for a show and then reads off a teleprompter and tries to sit up there and sound smart. And this talking point, about 2 weeks ago, top Democrats came out and said, stop saying you're socialist. Everybody knows it fails. Alexandria Cortez, Bernie Sanders, don't speak for us. Stop saying it. Well, Hugo Chavez 15 years ago said he wasn't even a socialist. Then he was a democratic socialist. Then he was a socialist. Then he was a socialist communist. Then he said, I am a Marxist-Leninist Maoist. And the country, before he even died, is in a hellhole. And even mainstream news says they're staging fake drone attacks so he can have martial law and arrest and execute all his opponents. But the new talking point, since they put it out a few weeks ago, they go, we got to stop saying we're socialist, is MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS. I've got dozens of clips I've seen. I'm going to play two right now. Saying, there is no socialism. You're insane. There is no Eiffel Tower. There is no Washington Monument. There was no George Washington. Mothers and fathers don't exist. Hillary's going to win. Trump's not going to win. They just keep telling you the sky isn't blue. Little doggies aren't sweet. Little kitty cats don't go meow, meow, meow. And people just opt in via cognitive dissonance to the fraud. And so without me even looking, it's everywhere. Either socialism doesn't exist, or it's a good thing, don't worry about it. And then here's the key. They know you people don't know definitions, so they say, oh, when we bail out banks, that's socialism. And so the Republicans are all for it. Yeah, like George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, and the globalists that sold us out to China and kept taxes high on the middle class. That's not socialism. That's called crony capitalism, which communism, socialism, fascism are always just versions of that. There's always big banks offshore, whether it's Venezuela or North Korea or communist China or Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. Call them whatever you want. It's always a police state, black uniforms, centralized economy, a bunch of rich elitists that run the economy, and then offshore capitalists that control it. But they're not really capitalist. And then Obama goes to Venezuela, he goes to Nicaragua, he goes to El Salvador, he goes to Chile, all over Central South America, remember before he left, he goes to South Africa and says, you're going to be communists, but you're going to work with capitalists. That means you're going to be slaves, and then you're going to give us everything. And then we're going to use your slavery to deleverage the middle classes of every color around the world. That's the plan. It was leaked by Barry Goldwater, senator, over the Intelligence Committee. We already knew it 50 years ago. Eisenhower warned of it. People keep asking why they hate me so much. I know their battle plan. I've read their battle plan. No one else is laying it out. Tucker Carlson keeps saying, why aren't we going after Russia when their penetration isn't 1/100th of China? He goes, I don't care about Russia. I mean, hell, his dad used to run Voice of America and other agencies. So believe me, he's pro-America. But then it turns out Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese military agent in there for 20 years and knew it, who gave him all the secrets. And that was in Politico today. But they just kind of whitewash it, like, oh, there's Russian and Chinese spies. Yeah. I'm not supposed to talk about this. I've been asked not to. And we've had the FBI visit with folks before, but I'm going to tell you this. We've had the Chi-Coms try to intimidate us and penetrate us. So I learned about the Chinese because I've dealt with them. I mean, they got 1.5 billion people. They got people all over the world, and they'll kill their family members back at home if they don't do what they're told. So I'm going to show you a stack of news on that in a moment. But first, the good news is this is coming out. MSNBC host mocks socialist critics. Oh, my gosh, it's going to take all my money. And then just like in the EU, people that run it are tax exempt. Judge orders Trump administration restore DACA. It goes on and on. But first, here's Trevor Noah talking to you like you're an idiot when it's the big mega banks and the people worth hundreds of billions apiece, like Bezos, who are tax exempt, don't pay taxes, have all these deals, but they want you to pay higher taxes because they're part of the elite that doesn't want a bunch of wealthy people who are independent. So he plays jokes and then has Cortez on to say, hey, watch out your labels, but come on, don't push it too hard. We're going to lose the election. But that's been their operating system. That's what the big banks funded all the universities, because it kills competition. And we all know socialism makes lazy, domesticated, stupid people. Anybody had kids? Anybody let spoil them for a while? They turn little nasty pieces of garbage, hypothetically? Anybody fed the squirrels at the park? Pretty soon they won't get nuts. That's why they push it. Here it is.
Many Republicans will say they hate socialism, but really they hate labels. Do you think the government should bail out industries if they've been crippled by some crisis? The people will be like, yeah, of course, of course. And they'd be like, socialism is what that is. Well, I don't like socialism. It's all in your mind. It's like you'll go like, wow, that person's good looking. And you're like, that's your cousin. Ah! When you look at the power of labels in politics, you understand.
So, socialism looks good. It's like Europe's collapsing. They said that was the model never would. Everywhere else does. Venezuela, you name it. This guy makes tens of millions a year, but he wants you, the working person. Like Bloomberg said this year, I want poor people to pay more taxes. He said if you make $24,000 a year, you should pay more taxes because it's good for you. He's worth $80 billion. So that's the sickeningness of these people, folks. But you can use your own money in the free market to shop at InfoWarsStore.com and to spread the word about the show to fight them who they're trying to force feed, that YouTube, Facebook, all force feeds the condescension of the elitist who's not even American as usual. And again, it's always some outsider. I love outsiders that want to be Americans. But it's always a Piers Morgan or a Trevor Noah, some outsider, not an American citizen, here to lecture us all day. But thank God it's Dinesh D'Souza, who came here and became a citizen, and his new film is incredible. Everybody should see it in theaters. Of course, that film is The Death of a Nation, which is the globalist plan. Kill all nations. Destroy national sovereignty. And I'm a big historian, folks. That film is so accurate. Let's go ahead and play MSNBC host Mox Socialism Critics. This is the new talking point.
So if you can show up and you can say, I'm going to take care of the cost of health care, like, that's a really powerful argument.
But you're getting into details, and you're talking about a nuanced, powerful
pause
argument.
Again. We had the best health care in the world until about the 70s, because we're totally free market, and most doctors were told, you will do one-third of your health care for free, like Ron Paul did. Oh, it's nuanced that if we open it up to competition, it'll drive down prices. No, let's jack up prices, have it be privately held, but make the payment socialism, the worst merger of crony capitalism, which is fascism, with socialism. The worst gang rape hybrid there is. And Emmanuel, Ezekiel Emanuel, that helped write it with Gruber, said it's meant to jack up prices three times, bankrupt it, and bring in one corporation running it with unlimited prices to bring in population control. But oh, back it up. Let's hear from her.
Lots of people don't get into the argument. They just go, oh my gosh, socialist, I can't have that. It's going to take all my money.
And I will tell you, if the entire Democratic Party gets branded as socialist successfully going into the midterms or into the 2020 presidential, depending on who takes that mantle, they lose.
They lose because everybody knows it really sucks. It's a bunch of rich people in helicopters above you with all these armed guards telling you how great it is. We're going to go to break, come back with Millie Weaver. And Owen Schroyer, she's been in Ohio with Gavin Wentz, her cameraman and husband, very intrepid folks, and their son, and out on the road for us, out on the road for 100-plus days. And then we've got, they love it, and then we've got the crew that's gone out to Portland and gone out to Berkeley with the commies and the globalists attacking them at every front, just screaming, Nazi, Nazi, KKK, KKK, KKK. We're like, well, the Democrats were KKK. Well, the Democrats are race-baiting. Well, Soros was a Nazi collaborator. Shut up, KKK, KKK. You know, it's all coming up. I haven't even plugged yet as a capitalist. I should be. If you vote on us by buying our products, we win. If you don't, the globalists destroy us. Everybody should just make the commitment to buy Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste for adults and children, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And if you just do that and see how great it is, then sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off. Get it each month, cancel any time for free, and that way you don't have to worry about funding us each month. So get some Knockout Sleep Aid. It's incredible. Get some colloidal silver. Get some real Red Pill Plus. Get some of the Super Male Vitality, or get some more of the Great Bodies Super Turmeric Formula or DNA Force. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And all over the media, they're so mad that I sell something. I'm evil, but I'm selling T-shirts and books and videos.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
After the private Federal Reserve and the globalists, Communist China is the biggest owner of U.S. debt. And tomorrow, I'm going to go over this because this is the big enchilada. This is why they want me shut off air. This is what they're upset about. Dr. McCam, shot, please. China owns U.S. debt. There's a headline breaking all that down. Did you catch all the ways Hollywood pandered to China this year? That's mainstream news, Vanity Fair. It's literally communist Chinese propaganda in every movie. Is China taking over Hollywood? Rolling Stone. China's influence over Hollywood grows. I remember telling people 10 years ago China was buying up Hollywood. People said, oh, you're a kook. All the anti-Semites said, oh, it's Jews or whatever. The same people running Hollywood are going to run the movie production, but what's programming it and paying for it is the communist Chinese. Hold two ideas in your head at the same time. China's influence over Hollywood grows. Washington Post. Chinese movies, the sinister world of Chollywood. Now let's get into more serious stuff. Killing CIA informants, China cripples U.S. spying operations. New York Times. It's just now happening. The embassies are being hit by microwave weapons, not sound weapons. The people are being killed. Well, they die a couple years later, but you're dead. A lot of patriots had this used on a long time ago. A lot of former people in the army and the military, that they just park a van across your house while you're asleep at night, hit you for a couple hours, and you'll be dead in a year or two. Once you're dead faster, they'll cook you a couple times. Remember learning about that, even NSA whistleblower showed me schematics 22 years ago in a parking lot. And I met a guy who actually hit a few people with it. Let's continue. Google plans return to China, launching its own censorship app for the Chinese to control it. Reuters, Apple's moved to China. More U.S. diplomats have fallen ill in China with brain injuries after being hit with microwave weapons. Finally, a likely explanation for sonic weapon, not sonic, it's microwave, a mysterious problem that began in Cuba, the sonic weapons. This is Insider. Told you about this 20 years ago. Apple moves to China, stores iCloud there, merges with the government. Reuters. China steps out, Beijing's major power, engagement with developing world, taking over the planet for globalism. How far Chinese moms will go? Now the biggest group coming to the U.S. is not Mexicans, it's Chinese women coming here having anchor babies, and then their families are run by the Chinese government and military intelligence. There's a big article out about Dianne Feinstein, run just by that certain group. So that's where we are. Our military-industrial complex, the big banks, in 49 put Mao in. There was a rebellion inside the government to stop it. They were unable to. But the John Birch Society and other resistance groups formed out of that understanding. All these decades later, we're able to now understand we were right. We're trying to stop the total takeover. If people want to join America, if they want to join prosperity and not being under Chinese communist control, where they totally enslave their own people and are murdered four or five times more than Hitler did, we're here. We believe in equality. We believe in freedom. We believe in Christianity. We believe in you practicing your own religion or not. We've proven that. And that's why everywhere is anti-Americanism. America's racist. The universities, because the universities are run by the Chi-Coms, the Ford Foundation, and others. I want to explain that Chi-Coms didn't create this. Our corrupt robber baron elites went over there and made this deal. Now we're going to go to our guests who are going to co-host. I'm going to leave so they have time to cover things. Millie Weaver, Owen Schroyer on the road is going to ride shotgun. She was out at the Trump rally in Ohio, where Republicans had to, and Trump supporters had to go through a gauntlet of being spit at and yelled at. They would spit and scream, F you, and then say you're, that you're bullying them. That's their whole religion. that when they attack you, they're bullying. When they censor you, you're the one bullying. But Owen was there when thousands of patriots showed up, and they had to stand down in Portland, where two separate times the police stood down and let them attack everybody. And then they just went through Crazy Town in Berkeley, outside San Francisco. They're at the college. So that's all coming up. Just briefly, because I didn't plug properly earlier. If you want to get great products, but change the world and have a 360 win and stand against Soros and stand against the Democrats, it's like the widow's mite in the Bible. $1 you give us in product purchases or that you donate is like $1 million to Soros. He's got the zombies. We got the real people. So whether it's incredible winter sun, vitamin D3, organic, or Secret 12, vitamin B12, amazing, or Lexapure air filtration, or the new wild harvested North Sea Atlantic fish oil or krill oil or honor roll for your children, smaller caplets, really concentrated, or X2, it's all 40% off, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. If you'll just commit to try the product, see how great they are, and then sign up for auto ship. It's free, takes one click. It reorders it each month or every 2 months or every 3 months, and then it comes to you, cancel any time. But that way, if you make the decision to go fund and finance this operation in the face of the globalists and know that you fire and forget, you get products that help you and your family, get T-shirts, books, videos, thousands of products, shortwave radios, survival gear, optics, sunglasses, a lot of great products, boogie packs. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. And it makes them so mad we set up an economy that wasn't a big box store. It makes them so mad we're not Bezos who's anti-American. It makes them so mad that you can interface with us, make the decision to purchase with us. Because if that ever takes off, people start purchasing with the Patriots, it's over for them. It's InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And I'll be back tomorrow breaking all this down, 11 a.m. Central. David Knight in the morning with the real news, 8 a.m. And then, of course, the war with Owen Schroyer, they're flying back tomorrow, so we'll have Phil and crew doing a great job, and Roger Stone. But we've got 2 minutes to break. Owen, tell us what's coming up. Millie's going to be co-hosting the rest. We'll try to play some of her compilation video about patriots showing up to literal Antifa, hitting women and children in the head with bike locks. But as soon as the people show up, this was epic today. But right now, because I'm curious, because we had to cut the feed off for the show, you had to evacuate, because I know they backed down and allowed the First Amendment to take place in Portland, Oregon. But what happened in San Francisco today when you pulled out?
Well, we were followed and we were stalked. And there were a bunch of people that when we were just trying to get out of there because the police were trying to keep things under control. And we already captured all of our footage. And so we were trying to make a quick exit because they were going to stalk us. They continued to follow us. They had people trying to dox us. They had people trying to follow us so they could report back to Antifa where our hotel was.
And that happened yesterday. They would call themselves intelligence officers.
And, Alex, it's the wildest thing. You know, in Portland, it didn't really feel like the whole city was against me. You know, it was kind of a grubby city. But, you know, overall, the people, I think, were just kind of more liberal, whatever, I'll play music in this.
But you were facing the true globalist, hate America intelligentsia that know it's a Chi-Com op, that truly hate the country.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if these people know anything anymore, Alex. I mean, I try to have discourse with them. And today we were out on the streets for about 3 hours. And I'm not exaggerating. They chanted the same thing for 2 straight hours. They chanted no fascist, no KKK, no racist.
Well, that's the thing. They cannot talk. It's like a mantra.
And then you try to have a conversation. But that's what I'm saying, Alex. So then he starts saying that we're pro-slavery and slave labor. And I said, well, wait a second. It's China that has the slave labor. It's China that doesn't have the minimum wage. It's China that has the abortion areas
That's right. And they're all about, well, I had the New York Times here. She would like say something about how I was immoral and then sit back with ecstasy because they're sociopaths and psychopaths in the guild and they literally don't have souls. And so they only feed off the fact that you have guilt, so they project that on you for some vampiric soul sucking. Owen Schroyer, Millie Weaver, straight ahead. Spread the word, the live links, and tell folks about local stations. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. were the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And broadcasting from Berkeley, California, this is Owen Schroyer. We have been on the road all weekend, myself and a great crew, Jake Lloyd, and a couple of our new videographers and cameramen and editors here. As you can see what they did here in Berkeley today, stomping on the American flag. And it's just amazing being out here, because if you were listening to the last segment, you heard me talking about the atmosphere in Portland, which overall I actually didn't think was that bad. Obviously, there's a huge commie outfit and a big Antifa group or what have you that are sadly brainwashed minions. But you don't feel like the whole ecostructure, to just kind of make up a word here, is against you in Portland, where even when I went to a restaurant and they told me I wasn't welcome. I mean, the waitress was like, oh, yeah, you know, there's some Patriot marchers coming here. They're nice people and they get their permits, but they're just not welcome in this city. So it's just like this weird kind of like nonchalant thing, like, oh yeah, like, oh, we're trendy. We don't let the Patriots here. But then in Berkeley, it's like, ah, screw you, demon Nazi, racist bigot, ah. And it's just like, dude, what is wrong with you? So it's just incredible. Now, I know that Millie Weaver was also out at a Trump rally in Ohio where she had to deal with some people. But let me just lay the groundwork of what I dealt with, and then we'll go to see what Millie dealt with. So yesterday, and you can see a lot of the footage on the Real Alex Jones Twitter. You can see the footage on the Alex Jones Facebook page, on the Alex Jones YouTube, etc. We have probably hours of footage when it's all said and done. And I have to tell you that the Portland police did a good job. I salute the Portland police. They did what they needed to do to keep the peace. They did what they needed to do to keep free speech alive. And they did what they needed to do to keep terrorists off the streets of America. And you can find all that footage on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. Now, today, we met at Martin Luther King Park. There was a lot less people. It was a lot less, I guess, hyped, if you will. And so you didn't have a bunch of people there in body armor and a bunch of gear and stuff like that. But you had Yvette Falarca leading the terrorist left, telling anybody who showed up in a Trump hat they were a racist. Anybody who showed up that wouldn't disavow Trump and capitalism, a Nazi. And there's a ton of funny things that you're going to see from this. But it's funny because it's almost entertaining to laugh at these people. But it's really sad that they're that dumbed down, that brainwashed, and that ignorant. And they just, it's like they continue to open their mouths and espouse ideas that they know nothing about and make accusations. But I'm going to make a prediction here. So at one point in time, when they continued to call me a Nazi, I decided I was just going to jokingly start doing a Nazi salute. Now, this is the funny thing. So I start pretend to do a Nazi salute and I like cross my eyes and stick my tongue out and do like a whole goofy pose. I'm not kidding you. Within 10 seconds of me doing a fake Nazi pose, 30 cameramen and women immediately surrounded me and started snapping pictures. So you watch, you're going to see pictures. Owen Schroyer admits he's a Nazi, does a Nazi pose, and they're going to put these pictures and images out. And they're all pulling me like, good job, Schroyer. You really helped yourself out to make people think you're not a Nazi. And I'm like, dude, you're a brainwashed minion. People know I'm not a Nazi. You're the only fools that believe that crap. And they're gonna, I would be shocked if they didn't start putting this picture out maybe tonight or tomorrow saying, look, InfoWars is Nazis. They did the Nazi salute. It's like, I'm trolling you, dude. So that's kind of a basic layout of what we saw here in Berkeley. Oh, and by the way, Black Bloc showed up and the police pretty much took care of them here in Berkeley too. So that's what we saw here, but it's sad that this is where the quote unquote left has gone. But because of that, the walkaway movement is gaining more ground. More and more, I think the police are getting sick of these people and starting to enjoy taking them down and arresting them. So their movement is losing momentum because they've become so unhinged and they've committed to hatefulness and ignorance. But Millie, what did you see out in Ohio?
Well, first I just wanted to talk on, because I watched a lot of what you did in Berkeley and I saw kind of what went down. And of course, when you're going to Berkeley or you're going to Portland, Oregon, you're going into the Viper's Den. These are blue states, and you're going to get Antifa coming out in hordes trying to defend their turf and essentially attack you and ban free speech from their streets. It's really unfortunate that that happened with doing the Nazi salute, just even joking. I'd strongly advise against anyone doing that, because we all know how the mainstream media is going to use that, and that's not going to be good for trying to wake people up and red pill them.
They're already doing it!
You know, obviously going to spin it. Obviously, they already spin stuff.
Yes!
You know, I would tell people, don't LARP. I know it's tempting. I know these people are mentally unstable, but it's only going to be used against you. Regarding what happened at the Ohio rally, it was a completely different situation. You had Ohio, which went red for Trump, and it's typically more aligned with a red state and red ideals. And so you had Trump supporters going to a Trump rally, and you had anti-Trump protesters lining up on either side of the sidewalk because of the misinformation they get from the mainstream media, thinking that Trump supporters are Nazis and bigots and horrible people, they were screaming and berating and accosting Trump supporters as they walked up through the sidewalk, through the tunnel of shame, to accost them. And some of these people were actually even getting and borderline violent toward Trump supporters. So that's kind of what we depicted in the footage that we got at the Trump rally. It essentially showed that because of the misinformation, because of the propaganda that the mainstream media spews, it actually puts, we know this, it puts Trump supporters' lives in danger. And it's unfortunate, and of course the mainstream media needs to be held accountable for it. And of course, anytime InfoWars is seen by these people, immediately you get these insane Trump derangement-like reactions. But we should also say InfoWars derangement syndrome. Like, it's like they see the InfoWars moniker, and they have this explosive reaction of hysteria where they literally become rabid and start frothing at the mouth. Let's go to a quick clip that we got that Gavin edited together. He had to do a lot of bleeping to get it radio ready just because how horrible, you know, these people's mouths are. But let's go to a quick clip of that.
Fake news!
Fake news! You're damaging the public discourse. I know that none of your viewers and none of your readers are going to believe me, but what you're doing is dangerous for America and it's dangerous for democracy around the world.
Do you think that what you're doing here is dangerous by trying to incite violence against me when I'm just a female journalist out here talking to people?
If anyone incited violence against you, that's wrong, because we're not here to represent violence. You know, there's this thing called the paradox of tolerance. You have to be intolerant of intolerant opinions, because that will lead to more intolerance and it will destroy tolerance in this society.
What?
Exactly.
What?
The paradox.
You need to get off the sidewalk because people are trying to get
shocking. InfoWars is standing in the way of progress. Who would have guessed that?
Also, you admit that these Trump supporters making their way to a Trump rally is progress for the country. So you admit that Trump is progress.
Words, but I appreciate your way. You're trying to spin my words.
No, it was the play was a fail. The play was a fail.
You're very clever.
I just want to walk through your guys' name off again.
So much joy. Yeah. Seize those memes.
Just so you know, you have a bobby pin stuck inside your megaphone.
I do. Where?
Is that right in there.
Yeah, you want it?
It does might need it.
No, I just thought you should know. Why are you guys so angry?
Why are you using hate speech? Why are you doing that? That's so hateful.
The conversation in the country while Alex Jones sits at his desk and rants and raves about you touch him again, and that's it. That's it. Do you understand me?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. There's Antifa, anti-woman. Antifa hates women. You saw it right here.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's your favorite Nazi, Owen Schroyer here, live from Berkeley, California. You know, I got to say, the turnaround from the communists on Twitter at Berkeley here to put out that photo of me trolling them, they called me a Nazi for 2 straight hours. So I figured, you know what, I might as well give them what they want. I gave them a little Nazi salute. They were behaving like Nazis, so I thought that I was in fellow company. They were acting like Nazis, and I'm a Nazi apparently, so I figured I'd give them the salute. Oh, there it is. And look at that. There's the beautiful InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt. I mean, look at this. This is what I'm telling you. Anybody who sees that picture knows I'm obviously joking, and I'm obviously trolling them, and they think I'm serious. They have no sense of humor. They have no sense of history. They have no sense of reality at all. And here's what I'll say, too, and I think Millie would concur with this because she was briefly mentioning this on the last segment. Millie, I think that because their behavior is getting more insane and really infantile every day, people who may have been anti-Trump and showed up for a protest in the past, I think are turned off now. The only people that show up to protest Trump or the only people that show up to an Antifa or Smash the Fash or whatever these groups are, the only people that show up are the most deranged, lunatic asylum people left. That's all that's left that show up. And we go to these things and we document it. Do you concur, Millie Weaver?
I do agree with you, Owen, on that. That's a correct statement. And I will say that a majority of the people who are showing up and who are engaging in alt-left or extreme-left activities like Antifa are a minority, and they're even a small percent of the Democratic Party. We know that a good percentage of people who walked away from the Democratic Party and actually voted for Trump last election were actually Democrats and former Obama voters. So we need to be able to count on more Democrats to walk away and help out in the midterm elections so that we can guarantee that more Republicans, or not even just Republicans, make America great again type politicians are going to get in and support the president so that we don't have the Democrats coming in to try and undo everything that the president did or even try to do an impeachment on bogus grounds. So I do agree with you, Owen. I think that a majority of these people are paid. They are paid protesters, or they're just the people that are radical or hysterical or slightly even mentally ill. So I agree with you on that. But the problem is that when we have situations where we get so frustrated with them to where we snap or we defend ourselves in these type on the street battles or we fight, or they're always going to get the pictures where we're punching back or we're trolling them back and even doing stupid things like not the hand salutes, which was probably a decision out of anger and frustration of dealing with psychotic
people. No. I got exactly what I wanted out of that. Look, they just gave our t-shirt. Now 10,000 people are going to see that t-shirt. So that's great. So go buy our t-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to deal with people when they're literally screaming in your face and acting psychotic and you have no ability to reason with them because they're not reasonable people. It's very frustrating to deal with these leftists. And a lot of times they do resort to violence and they attack you. That's what happens, and we've seen it happen. And when you're – I do commend the Proud Boys. I commend Patriot Prayer and a lot of these guys who went out there, who stayed peaceful and who just stood for the American flag and for patriotism and for our Constitution and what it is to be American, and stood their ground, didn't back down to being shamed and scared away from existing in a blue liberal state. So I commend them on that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the other thing that they don't realize is that they're just assuring Donald Trump is going to win in 2020 and probably assuring that the blue wave is dead. And they just don't even realize that their own ignorance, stupidity, and then confidence in themselves, which is a faux confidence, is really just killing their own movement. So they basically destroyed themselves, and anybody left with a rational mind is leaving the Democrat Party, leaving the liberal progressive ideology. And it's incredible because they leave it, and then they come to the other side, and they finally see all the love. They finally see all the support that they thought they would get from the left that they never got. So they're actually seeing why this movement exists. It's not about whatever they're saying, racism, Nazism, bigotry. No, it's about America. It's about common sense. It's about logic. And, I mean, sometimes, I don't know about you, Millie, but sometimes, you know, I look at the world, and I look at the ignorance. For example, you know, this is something that really ticks me off, and it's probably because I came from the sports media, and I know a lot of these people and how they operate. And when I saw the sports media response to LeBron James and Trump's little spat, if you will, it honestly made me almost feel hopeless, because I'm not going to sit here and defend President Trump's tweet. Not that I thought that it was wrong. I think it's probably accurate. But think about this. You have an entire media complex, even on the conservative side, that is more upset at what Donald Trump said on Twitter than what LeBron James said. And I think it's great that LeBron James is very philanthropic with his money and funds inner city schools and builds schools and stuff.
About what Donald Trump said on Twitter than they even were about the rape accusations against Bill Clinton.
No. But let's stay on course here. Let's stay on track here. LeBron James does a lot for inner city youth. I'm not denying that. However, when he goes on television and he says that Donald Trump is returning us to a time of Jim Crow laws and slavery, the mental damage that LeBron James has just done to the youth far outweighs any financial good that he can ever do. If you are telling people that they're living in the era of Jim Crow and slavery, you have just crippled them for life.
So it doesn't matter how much money you give them. It doesn't matter how many facilities you build for them. You've crippled them for life. You have slanted their reality, and now they can't even live in reality, and they're a victim. So LeBron James, if anyone was outlandish in their statements, if anyone made a statement that should be criticized, it was LeBron James. For LeBron James to say that in America now, thanks to Trump, we're going back to the era of Jim Crow and slavery, when President Trump just had 30 black people in the White House that said he's the most pro-black president in modern history, LeBron James is doing more mental and psychological damage to those kids than he could ever do positive with his money. But it is funny A man is able to play with balls for a living and make hundreds of millions of dollars doing it and empower other people, and he's going to say he's living in an era of racism and slavery. It really shows you that Trump was right. LeBron must not be that bright if he believes that.
Well, you know, the whole key here is that, yes, we have celebrities like LeBron James who cave to the establishment and want to ensure a comfy, cozy life as long as they go along with the narrative and say what they need to say. We had Jay-Z and Beyonce going and campaigning for Hillary Clinton, for goodness sakes.
Of course, she lost.
And then we have people who actually come and speak out and risk their career, like someone like Roseanne Barr, who got her show canceled. But the bottom line here is that we have a free speech issue going on in our nation where we have generations now that no longer see free speech as something that we should hold as a value in America. They don't hold capitalism as valuable in America. And in fact, they don't even hold America as valuable. Many of these people, they say they hate America, they hate capitalism, and they hate the Constitution, and they don't believe in free speech. So it makes sense to go out and stand your ground and have these instances where Patriot Prayer and these guys are going to make a statement to say you're not going to kill free speech. But here's one thing I just want people to kind of marinate here on. We can win in the voting booth by taking the higher ground in many of these instances and to some extent avoiding falling into the pitfall of direct fights on the street with Antifa, because we know that if Antifa is a George Soros paid group, what is their job? Their job is to draw people out into the street to have fights, to make it into something that the mainstream media can
spin. That's what they're trying to do. You're 100% right, Millie. And that's the great thing about what's going on with the Patriot Prayer March and everything, is that they're not violent. They're peaceful people. And I want to give a big shout out to Right Side Executive Security. Right Side Executive Security did a great job keeping me and the crew safe this weekend. There were some hectic moments, and sometimes it got a little tight and chaotic, but I want to give a big shout-out, Right Side Executive Security. Thank you guys for protecting us. Millie Weaver, great work out there in Ohio. Go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube to find all her great work. We're going to be uploading all the videos here. And go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself the InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt, get the products, get the supplements, share those links, share those videos. We are having great victory right now, folks. We are having massive victory. We're kicking the globalist ass, and that's why they're freaking out. For InfoWars.com, this is Owen Schroyer. You stay classy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.